you can be the greatest. You can be the best. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest.
You can beat the world. You can beat the war. You can talk to God, go banging on his door.
You can throw your hands up. You can beat the clock.
Yeah.
You can move a mountain. You can break rocks.
You can be a master. Don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you can find yourself.
Standing in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And the world's gonna know your name.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth. We are thrilled to have in studio with us, listen to this, not only the rec soccer coach of the year for the state of Minnesota, but he has now been awarded the Midwest Soccer Coach of the Year. And we are just proud to have in studio with us Kyle Kreiser, and he is here representing this award, and we're going to learn more about him as well. Really nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming in today. So first of all, tell our listeners what your day job is, and so if we both sound a little tired, people will understand.
Yeah, well, you caught me at a bad time the day before holiday break. I'm a middle school teacher. I teach sixth grade social studies, and I also coach a variety of sports. So I went literally from full day of teaching to coaching wrestling after school, and now I'm here.
Well, so you're also a wrestling coach.
Mm-hmm.
Huh, different kind of sport. We can get into that in a second. But first of all, congratulations on your award, Kyle. Before we went on the air, you were telling me even you didn't understand how great of an award this was.
Yeah, well, you know, it was a total surprise to me. It all kind of started out of the blue. I got an email from Mike Engeldinger, who is our treasurer for HFC Soccer. And he said, hey, I'm thinking about nominating you for this award. How would you feel about it? And I just said, sure. I had no clue what it was. I'm actually not from the state of Minnesota at all. I'm from Wisconsin originally.
Oh.
And so I didn't understand what Minnesota youth soccer truly was.
What is it truly?
Well, it's
Is it a big deal?
It's an organization that runs basically the majority of our clubs in the state of Minnesota. And so Mike submitted an application for it. I think he got a couple of letter recommendations from different people in the community that have worked with me. And then out of the blue, about, I don't know, 2 months ago, I got an email and a phone call from Minnesota Youth Soccer saying that I had won this award for Rec Soccer Coach of the Year for the state of Minnesota.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So how were you recognized for that?
Yeah, there was a banquet in early November up in Brooklyn Park, and it was basically all the clubs that are affiliated with Minnesota Youth Soccer that came to this. And then it was me and I believe six other rec soccer coaches in the state. And then I won, and then I had to go get a little award on stage, get my picture taken, and it was a pretty cool deal.
Well, congratulations. What was the criteria for this? Do you know?
Well, I think you had to be a rec soccer coach, and I think the other thing that Mike emphasizes, I ran the rec soccer program in the city of Hastings for the last 2 years, and that was kind of an added bonus. The other criteria was that you had to be an active coach with your child, and that's one thing I really love doing is giving back to the community. I've coached a variety of sports in town here. Besides wrestling and soccer, I've coached my daughter's T-ball team, my son's baseball team.
Oh, that must have been painful.
Yeah, a little bit, a little bit. So I really do love coaching soccer because you're outside, you're active, you can make it fun, you can keep the kids moving. So it's been a joy to work with the community.
So not only, though, did you win this nice award, then explain how you became the Midwest Soccer Coach of the Year.
Yeah, again, this is all like crazy flattering because I didn't expect any of this. And it's kind of funny how a random act of kindness has gone so far. But a couple weeks after receiving this award, I got an email from the director of Minnesota Youth Soccer. And she basically said, because you are the state level winner, you automatically get submitted to the Midwest region. And she's like, so we did this and you were chosen as the Midwest region. And there's a...
Can give you one of those.
There's a 5-state region apparently that they include. And apparently I won, which was total surprise.
Wow. So have you been recognized for that yet?
Yeah. So they're apparently sending me a trophy in the mail, which I didn't know anything about.
Nice.
And the other thing that was kind of cool was about another week after that, I got another phone call from the same lady from Minnesota Youth Soccer, and she's like, congratulations on your award. Because you are the Midwest Region Award winner, we automatically submit you to U.S. Soccer for the national level award winner.
And so
it was basically six different regions in the United States of America that had a rec soccer coach recognized. And if I had won, I did not. I would have been sent out to Baltimore, Maryland for this convention, all expenses paid. But I didn't win, but it was such a great honor and surprise.
No kidding, right.
Especially, you know, you do things as a parent all the time for your kid. Cause
is where this started, is because you're a parent?
I think so. I think, you know, you step up and you try to help your kids and you want to give back to the community. And you don't do it because you want to receive an award. You do it because you want to make it a good
experience. You didn't even know this award existed.
No, not at all. So it was really cool and really flattering.
Well, congratulations to
you. Thank you.
Tell me about your background in soccer.
Yeah, well, you know, I played soccer since I was in kindergarten, and I played all the way through high school.
Did you love it?
I loved it. I absolutely loved the sport of soccer.
What do you love about it?
I think the thing that was really fun for me was that I was kind of a hyperactive kid who wouldn't sit still.
Okay.
And soccer was that great outlet where you could just constantly be moving around. And there wasn't a lot of standing around like in the sport of baseball where you're constantly waiting.
It's true.
And so you're always doing something active. And as I started playing more, I developed my skills. I played through high school. I kind of played club soccer after high school a little bit. And then I actually ran the middle school soccer program for a couple years, had my own kids, and then I started kind of coaching my son, who's now in third grade, and my daughter, who's in first grade.
So you remember those days because you were there at one point where, you know, wherever the ball is, that's where everyone is.
Absolutely.
In first grade and kindergarten.
Yep.
Oh, how fun. What's your favorite part about coaching?
Yeah, that's, you know, I think in terms of soccer, I love finding a positive and seeing that big smile on a kid's face. And I think in the sport of soccer, it's got a lot of different niches where kids can find their place. And it's
such that mean, please?
Well, you know, I think like some kids are really fast and are aggressive and try to score. And some kids are more defensive and, you know, can guard the goal better. Or some kids have really good hands and are a goalie. Or maybe they're just good teammates that cheer each other on. I think the sport of soccer really lends itself to a variety of different roles. You don't have to be the biggest. You don't have to be the strongest. And for me, I'm pretty average size. And for me, I excelled because I didn't have to be the biggest or the strongest kid.
Mm-hmm. And from a safety standpoint, I know that there's injuries that you can get in any sport, but I think as a parent, you don't worry about sometimes like the concussion piece that you do in some other sports.
Absolutely. And I think our numbers in general in the United States of America have gone up because it's a safe sport. It's popular worldwide. And I think we're seeing that, especially with our women's soccer program taking off.
So tell me about the women's soccer program in Hastings.
Yeah, you know,
because as rec, you were in charge of both.
Yes, so I ran the rec soccer program, and one of the things that I tried to do, and I shouldn't take all the credit for it, but I tried to really get the high school coaches involved as much, and I've had a really good relationship with Jamie Swanson and Scott Meyer. Scott's girls would come down and run our academies, usually once a month on Saturdays, and usually would bring between 10 and 15 girls and help run stations, and it was really awesome for our kids to have a connection with those high school kids. And you know, we one of the other things we did as well is every rec soccer player could go to a game for free. Our club paid for it, so they had free entrance to every game, and it was cool for them to have a connection with the high school players and say, hey, I know that kid. And Jamie Swanson's boys program ran our soccer Olympics program at the end of the year, which was kind of a fun activity to kind of wrap up the season and get kids excited to continue on with the sport.
So rec soccer goes up to how old, please?
Yeah, so in Hastings, we offer rec soccer through basically fourth grade. Our majority of our kids play pre-K to about second grade because traveling is offered for third and fourth graders as well.
Okay. And so what is your league? I mean, the soccer league in Hastings,
yep.
How far do you travel as a kindergartner through fourth grade?
Yep. So there's no travel for rec soccer. It's all in-house. We have a pre-K and kindergarten that are clustered together, first and second that are clustered together, and then third and fourth are clustered together as one big group as well. And that's the benefit for parents, is you don't have to travel, because I think there's such a push to get your kids involved in traveling sports, and our numbers in general are, you know, not always staying strong over the long term because there's such a pressure to compete early on.
How did you know what to involve your kids in when they were little? I mean, they're still little,
yeah.
But
well, I think naturally you try to gravitate your kids towards sports that you enjoy. And that's not always the case. It's not always going to work out that way. But I told my wife when my kids were born, I said, I have one non-negotiable. I want my kids to play soccer. At least try it.
There you go.
Because I think there's so many benefits. Foot skills, teamwork, communication, just an overall physical fitness that I think goes hand in hand with soccer. And that's kind of how I started my son, is I kind of started with a YMCA program and then morphed into
HFC. Oh, we did that program. What a hoot.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, that is a hoot, that program.
Oh, absolutely. And I think going from there where, to you know, every 5 minutes they want a treat to playing pre-K kindergarten soccer, it's been awesome.
You know what? It's so fun. I mean, absolutely. I think about those days. Those were fun days. Remember the field was, what, maybe 50 feet long?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So, Kyle, tell us a little bit more about what you think is your secret to being a successful coach as far as from a kid's standpoint?
Well, I would definitely say that the one thing that I preach in terms of my own coaching, I guess, background, but also when I try to train others when soccer, is really focusing on positives. And we have a mantra, kind of 3-to-1 positives and negatives. And if you're going to critique or talk to a kid, pull them off to the side and critique them on the side alone, for away from the kids. Praise in public, and kind of critique on the side. And I think it's worked really well.
It's good for marriage, too.
Yeah, right? I think so, too. But I think that's really worked wonders for us, is really focusing on those positives and keeping kids moving, too. I think keeping away from lines and keeping stations that are engaging and fun, and they don't even know that they're really learning skills in the process when they're playing these games.
So have you been able to see some of the kids that you've coached go on then to traveling? And have you been coaching long enough? You see kids in high school yet?
Well, some of the kids that I coached in the middle school are now out of high school, but I did get to see them at the varsity level a little bit.
How awesome. What was that like for you?
Oh, it's just so cool. And you know, I think the high school does such an awesome job with like the teacher appreciation nights, where you can come back and kind of be recognized or even have that connection instilled, and those kids remember you and the difference that you made. And I think that's such a cool thing. In terms of my own kids, I haven't really seen them at that traveling level yet because they're so young, but I think we're going to start to see kind of the numbers carry over to the traveling level. So we had 275 kids play rec soccer in the spring, and that was amazing.
That is amazing. That is. And you know, the best part would be if you could keep all of those kids playing at some level.
Yeah.
But it's like a upside down pyramid, isn't it?
Yep.
As they get older, it gets harder and harder.
For sure.
So what could we do as a city to engage all those kids?
That's a great question. I think one thing that Trent Hansen at the high school is doing a really good job of with this Raider Way initiative is really focusing on multi-sport athletes and going away from being a single sport athlete and focusing on that sport too early.
You know, I'll tell you, I'm a lot older than you. When I was in high school, a single sport athlete was unheard of. And then when did that shift? Because I agree, I think it's been a single sport for a long time.
Yeah.
When did that shift?
That's a great question. I think, you know, I was a three-sport athlete in high school, and my
parents... But were you an anomaly?
You know, I think that the numbers have gone down since when I graduated in 2002. I think that we're seeing less and less three-sport athletes. Trent is trying to change at the high school, and I know a lot of those high school coaches are on board with it. But I think there's this bug that are in parents' ears that my kid's going to be a Division I athlete by focusing on one sport, and that could very well be, but to sustain our sports programs in Hastings, we need three-sport athletes. We need kids that are, you know, trying different things. It's better for their body.
That's my understanding. Yes, you talk to doctors, and they say it's the same injuries because they're using the same muscles. They're hurting the same, you know, ligaments, mm-hmm. and yeah, that it does really help. You're also a wrestling coach.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a completely different world, I bet, than soccer, but yet it's the same in many ways, right?
For sure.
So tell us about that, please.
Well, you know, wrestling is a grind. It's a long season. I mean, we start in late October and go through mid-January, and that's at the middle school level. The difference is I have 55, 60 kids and with four coaches, and in the rec soccer program, I was kind of overseeing, you know, 250 kids, multiple coaches, multiple teams. I was doing a lot of the behind the scenes, ordering t-shirts, getting schedules going, sending emails out. The wrestling is more, I feel like I'm working with the kids more directly. And not that I wasn't doing that with soccer, it's just a totally different realm. The thing I love about wrestling is you have no one else to blame. Where when you're coaching a kid and they make mistakes, they can't point fingers at other kids. It's them that they have to take accountability for. And that's what I love about the sport.
Mm-hmm. Plus, it seems like it's less political in that if you are a better wrestler than me, it shows on the mat, right? Yep. Versus some sports are kind of, it's hard to really say who's better.
Absolutely.
Because it's not apples to apples.
Yeah.
What are some of the other qualities that you see in a wrestler?
I think aggressiveness is a huge one. I think some kids innately have that aggressive nature, and I think that lends itself to wrestling.
Were you aggressive?
You know, I think I was.
As a wrestler?
Yeah. I mean, I think I had that hyperactivity where I was kind of that go-getter kind of kid that kind of had that motor that wouldn't stop. But I wouldn't say I'm an innately aggressive person. I think you kind of develop it over skills and whatnot. And I think the other piece about wrestling, too, is there's so much of a mental game. Just being mentally tough and being able to stay tough in a match for that long period of time. And I think that that carries over to any sport, no matter if it's soccer, football, baseball, whatever.
Right, but I think in individual sports like that, it is the mental piece. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yep.
Let's talk about something that I think is kind of controversial. So in wrestling, I know there are some girls that are wrestling, right?
Yep.
So there is not a boy or there's not a girls wrestling team, but what would you think about a boy that said, I want to play in the girls soccer team?
You know, that's a tough question because right now we do have leagues for both boys and girls. And so I don't know if that's, you know, necessarily something that would be fair. I think I have been totally amazed about the girls that we have in our program. And Skylar Little Soldier, honestly, has paved the way for so many little girls that are coming through our system. And right now in our middle school team, we have 5 girls that are out for wrestling. And that's amazing. And I can remember when I first started coaching here in town, which was 11 years ago, we didn't have one. And now she's kind of opened up the floodgates to having more and more girls, and they kind of idolize her and the success that she's had. And, you know, I got to be honest, at first I was a little apprehensive. I was like, I don't know how this is all going to work. But I tell you, the girls that we have in our program work hard. They're respectful, and they really...
They have to work harder probably than the boys.
Yeah, and I think that you're going to see girls wrestling happen in the state high school league very soon. It's happened in a lot of states already. I think Minnesota is going to be one of the next states for it to happen.
There you go. A little prediction.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like it.
Absolutely.
Kyle, thanks for all you do.
Yeah, thanks for
teaching
me.
Our kids at school. And also congratulations on your award. Now, can you just kind of rest on that laurel for a while? You'll have it for a whole year, right?
Absolutely, right? Keep that trophy on my mantle place.
Mantle place. I would put it on my front step, bolt it down for the world to see. Congratulations, boy. What a really, really nice honor. Kyle Kreiser, and he is not only the Rec Soccer Coach of the Year for the state of Minnesota, but also the Midwest Soccer Coach of the Year. And we want to thank you for coming in and taking the time. Continued success to you.
Thank you.
And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Yeah, you can be the greatest, you can be the best, you can be the King Kong banging on your chest. You can beat the world, you can beat the war, you can talk the guy, go banging on his door. You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock, yeah. You can move a mountain, you can break rocks, you can be